Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. I am so excited about today's episode. I have Dr. Robert Steek joining us today. He is a compound pharmacist, and we're going to get into some pharmacy tips and tricks, things that you can do naturally at home. We're going to learn a little bit more about technology and how that's incorporating with the globalist agenda and how that's affecting our health. Did you know that it is possibly affecting your health today? I have videos to show you, and it's going to hopefully blow your mind that you will want to like, share, and subscribe this episode far and wide. So I really do hope you enjoy this episode today. It's very informative, a lot of good information coming your way. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Hit the donate button and donate whatever you feel you can donate, 5, 10, 100, whatever you feel you can donate. That would be so helpful for our program. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That's theambermayshow.locals.com. I always add more content, so join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm at True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub, so find me in those locations. Well, without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Dr. Robert Steek. Friends, like I told you, we have Dr. Robert Steek joining us today. I want to welcome you to the program. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Amber, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
And you know what else is disconcerting? I want to play this clip for you because I don't think that many people know this is out there as regards to COVID and what they're trying to do with COVID. But the FDA has approved its first electronic pill. Let me play this for you. This is Pete Santilli. I found this video on his show, and I wanted to share it with you.
And trace and control you. And it's not a conspiracy theory either. Listen to the scientists that want two-way transmission of the drugs that they inject in you via Pfizer. Listen to Pfizer themselves.
This is the they already got it approved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the director of Pfizer saying he wants you to consume a two-way transmitter so they can get you to comply.
I have a question about patient engagement, and you had touched on this before. All of these advances are amazing, but even if you make the greatest drug or the greatest wearable, there's no guarantee that the patient is going to take the drug or wear the device. So how are you thinking about technology to engage the patient?
Yeah. Again, maybe I will use an example. I think it's fascinating what's happening in this field right now. I mean, FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is basically biological chip that it is in the tablet, and once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field, but of course there will be an initial cost that someone needs to invest.
Okay, so I thought that was interesting. I don't think people realize that this is now here. He said the FDA approved electronic pill for compliance. So they're moving us closer and closer to a merge man with machine, you know? Who really gives a rip in the big scheme of things if I take a pill or not? The only one I'm hurting if I really do need that medication is myself. It affects nobody else. It affects me. Maybe if it's something that could cause death down the road because I'm not taking my medicine correctly or I'm not taking it at all, maybe my husband will care. But in the grand scheme of things, the world will not care if I die because I don't take a pharmaceutical drug. they're not going to care. Yet, who these people at the World Economic Forum care so much about every aspect of my life that now there's this thing called have you heard of this? This FDA pill, this electronic pill you can swallow?
I have heard of it. There will be many that are introduced like it. And this is what I see. I'm going to go a little esoteric for you for a minute, because I have a friend, a mentor. He is a physician. He's also an admiral in our U.S. Navy. He's not working as a doctor right now. He's out there fighting this fight against people like that.
Did you say he's an admiral?
He is an admiral.
Wow.
And fighting against people like that at the World Economic Forum, they love totalitarian control. They want centralized control of all nations, the elimination of governments. And what are they? They're telling us what they want for the people. You will own nothing and be happy. We're going to use our venture funds like BlackRock and Vanguard to buy every single family home there is. Yep. And when you think about it, you know, I had this discussion with one of the wellness company doctors in a good man. Okay. And we were at an event together, and I said, you know, if there's one thing I learned, when I asked my mentor, I said, you know, you could commission me and I could go do stuff, you know, research, learn, investigations, whatever. He said, no, you need to stay doing what you're doing, but I'll train you. And one of the things he said is, you know, you have no idea as a good person how much sinister influence there is out there in the world, and you have to start to think like these people just to see what's coming. And although that sounds outrageous, and when I talked to this, you know, very nice man with the wellness company, I said, just because you don't think like one of these sinister guys doesn't mean there's people that aren't out there who say to themselves, well, we can control people's minds if we influence their brain chemistry, but they have to take the drug. So how do we monitor that? Okay, what's the downside? Okay, we can use that electronic tablet to monitor taking, well, whatever. If we want to control your lifespan or your health span or make you sick with other things that we have to shove with your treatment, we can use that. This is technocratic fascism, technocratic control. Oh, wait a minute. We have a social credit system now.
Yes, we do.
It's an all-digital currency. And yes. Well, you know what? You're non-compliant with your medication. Do you know that you missed a bunch of doses of the medication and you started freely thinking for yourself? Mm-hmm. And then you decided, oh, you know what? You can't transact with that farmer down the road. You have to buy what's in the grocery store. And sorry, it's only the bug protein now that we recommend for you. It's the bug protein. So people don't think a lot about that. That just sounds outrageous. It sounds like a science fiction movie. That would never happen.
Oh, people, it's happening.
I know. And they say people won't do it to other people. Say, no, you wouldn't do that to other people. But there are sinister minds out there. You showed Albert Bourla. You showed him, this veterinary doctor who, well, he worked on products that would actually reduce fertility in animals. And look what's happening in people with the COVID vaccine.
Dr. Syke, I have a white paper from on the same childhood vaccine schedule from Henry Kissinger under the Ford administration. It's right here. This is a genocide plan by Henry Kissinger. And what he was saying to President Ford back then, and President Ford adopted this in his policy, that they were going to attack the female fertility of people around the world. I don't think at that point they were going to talk about the U.S. population, but it's here now if it wasn't back then. But in this paper, they talked about targeting females around the world to reduce population. So everything you've said on my show, I have done research so far that, I mean, I don't know, I can't say I know everything you know because I don't. But the things you've talked about on my show so far, I have had proof of that. I have seen it and I have had proof of that. And here's the proof. So if anyone wants to go to theamermayshow.com, go to the resource tab, hit the childhood vaccine schedule, and then you're going to see Henry Kissinger genocide plan of 1974.
That was an evil human being. I mean, the embodiment of evil. And look, they put it in our faces too. They show us in movies, really sad movie, Clive Owen, Children of Men.
There's that show. Oh, what is it called? There's a show. It's streaming on Hulu. Where the girls wear this red, and I can't think of the name of the show. And they're with this crazy religious group that have stolen them because these are the only women that have been able to have a baby. And then the husbands have this ceremony to impregnate the women. And then they take that woman's baby away from her and that family adopts her. And all she is a breeder, because they, in this future, and that's what they're showing, there's like no fertility now in women. Only a few women get to have, I can't think of what it's called, but it's a crazy show and it's on Hulu.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but you know, the conditioning of the mindset, I think that's a lot of what entertainment is really entrainment to get people to accept warfare. I mean, I was talking about this with my wife, and we're very diligent about dramatically minimizing the amount of screen time our boys get. And when they do have screen time, we regulate it. They watch what we tell them to watch. They might watch videos where, hey, if you want to watch video and learn a skill, if you want to watch this guy's piano drills, if you want to watch how to make this certain dish, you want to learn how to cook, you want to solder together a couple pieces of electronics, you can watch stuff like that. But what you're not going to watch are some of these shows. And I listened to another, gosh, I can't really think of it right now, but I listened to a podcast and the guy said, and I would think about, you know, my childhood and movies that I watched when I was a teenager. And it was about the fact that in so many movies, even movies that are rated appropriate for kids, the amount of death that they see by the time they're in their early teens just so desensitizes them. And a lot of them violent deaths. See all the war movies, glorify war. And although we need our soldiers, right? We need our military out there to protect us. You know, how many ways has the US and other militaries been abused to just stick them somewhere and for this purpose that's lied about and say, well, you gotta go kill these people because, you know, we said so and we need this land. We need this. Well, I'll give you one example that I learned from my friend. Afghanistan. Why did we go to Afghanistan?
I don't know.
Well, there's more than one objective to anything that they try to do. There's always multiple objectives. It's not one. Not necessarily about the Taliban, but controlling oil. One of the things Kissinger said, right? He said, you control people, you control food, you control the people, you control energy, you control nations. But if you control the money, you control the world. But the TAPI pipeline was in development. Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India. And the Afghanistan portion would have been the largest segment of that pipeline. And look, the US military drops in and controls that pipeline. Now, Afghanistan also grows opiate poppy. So it's probably not something your audience is unaware of, that our intelligence agencies and corrupt governments trade illicit commodities, weapons and drugs. And there were 35,000 acres growing poppy, opium poppy in Afghanistan before the U.S. invasion. Now it's,
and not only that,
million.
They allow it to funnel through the southern border. They, our federal government allows it. Our local law enforcement, God bless them, they do try and stop it. But the federal government they're talking about, absolutely, absolutely. And you're absolutely right, 100%.
And the amount other thing they do that we have
found out, we found out they money launder through war operations. With our money, they send our money to these companies to wash it out, and everybody else gets their pocketbooks filled.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper. And then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber Mae does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off and you can live luxurious as well.
Hey, this is Boone Cutler, and you're listening to The Amber May Show.
Hey, friends. New variants means new vaccines and even more scare tactics. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough gets asked all the time, how do I get this out of my body? Well, Spike Support Formula is the only product I've seen that contains ingredients researched to block and dissolve COVID spike protein in the bloodstream. Whether you've got the shot, you're watching research pour in about vaccine shedding, or you've had a bad bout of COVID, Spike Support is a serious concern. And while we won't truly know the extent of the devastating effects for many years, there is something you can do right now to protect yourself. Hundreds of people, vaccinated or not, have reported better mental clarity and increased energy levels. Head to twc.health/AmberMay to buy the wellness company's Spike Support Formula and get back to feeling your best. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout and you will save some money. So that's twc.health/AmberMay to save some money at checkout.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Not us. Our money has been depleted. They have stolen our money from us, and all these high up elite political offices, they're getting our tax dollars because they're money laundering it through.
It comes back to them because as I saw in someone's, you know, a Telegram post or a meme, and it's absolutely true. Foreign aid really means money laundering.
That's it.
Foreign aid is money
laundering. How much aid does it really go to the citizens? I don't think very much.
No. No. And you know what? The thing is, it's unbelievable at times, especially if you, let's say you have new listeners that are listening and say, oh my gosh, this is just so depressing. And you know, it is. And I went through literally stages of grief when I was exposed to just how bad some of these things are. It was 2014. I'm talking with my mentor, and he enlightened me on how bad worldwide child trafficking is. And I was depressed. And that's when I said, you could commission me. I could go do stuff right now. I'm not going to be a guy that kicks down doors, but you know, I could investigate. He said, no, then just do what you're doing because your business is going to become important in the future. You'll see. But awareness, I think, is the first step. So shows like yours that are getting people to think, and what happens after an episode like this, what I think is people say, you know what, that's right, I didn't think about that before. How many how many movies and video games show young boys glorify violence and join the military so that we can deploy you wherever we want and you do our bidding? It's not to save the people there or to save our country. It's to do what these big make corporations want to do. Awareness is where it starts. And there have been a lot of movies made about corruption in the pharmaceutical industry and the suppression of information. There was a movie with Harrison Ford years ago. I haven't watched movies.
And Sahara. Sahara, to me, was like the COVID narrative. They used doctors from the WHO, the World Health Organization, to go and investigate this disease that's spreading rapidly, that's killing everybody. And then they found that the disease was spread in the water. And somehow they were able to clean the water system and stop the disease from spreading. And then Hobbs and something else, Fast and the Furious, something in Hobbs, that was the COVID virus again. The lady injected herself with this vaccine, and this hybrid guy, a man and machine, was out to go get her because he wanted to spread this virus. You're absolutely right. Or I've been dissecting the show Upload from Amazon with my friend, where they want to get rid of God altogether. They can create their own God in Silicon, or their own heaven in Silicon Valley. And so you upload your mind to this AI machine, heaven-like thing. And you can also download your mind to a droid and come back to life. Crazy stuff.
I haven't heard of those shows or those concepts, but I'm just not surprised. And just talking about it on a show like this to get your audience to be aware, like I asked my man said, you know, why do you share with me all this stuff? So this stuff means from 2014 to today, loads of scientific articles, various different books to read. Hey, follow this guy. There's an anthropologist I follow on YouTube. His name is Robert Sepper, S-E-P-E-H-R. And it's just one of those things. Okay, I don't have time to get to everything because I said, you know what, dude, I have a business to run. I have boys at home. I got to shuttle them to activities, but I get to as much as I can, which means what I what I don't get to are things like, you know, very many entertainment movies today. I haven't watched professional sports in probably 10 years, and I'm very grateful for the NFL, for example, mm-hmm. to prove themselves for what they are. I say, you know what, mm-hmm. thanks NFL, because what you gave me is all of my Sundays with my boys, so that they don't see me sitting mm-hmm. on a couch cheering for this meaningless fixed game. We're outside playing. We're doing stuff. We're fixing things around the house. We're making something in the house. I'm like, gosh. And then you have Seneca, I think it was a Greek or a Roman poet, who said, if you give them bread and circuses, they'll never revolt, thinking about keeping the citizens drunk and occupied. Mm-hmm. And I think about that with professional sports and so much mm-hmm. entertainment, which is also entrainment too. So I'll say out there to all the dads, gosh, it hit me, but I couldn't articulate it when the show King of Queens was popular, which was a long time ago. So this tells you when the last time I watched TV. And I only caught like a portion of one episode just to analyze and say, what is this show communicating? The show's communicating that the dad, the husband, is an idiot. Mm-hmm. He's a louse that doesn't take care of himself. He acts mm-hmm. like a juvenile imbecile. His wife is always fixing the problems that he mm-hmm. creates. But like, okay, you deserve this attentive, attractive wife, even though you act like a child. You don't have to really contribute anything. Mm-hmm. No. This does not portray what the man's role in the family unit is. This degrades it. This diminishes it. Mm-hmm. And society gets hooked on that. And then they mm-hmm. look at it like Alan Watts had said. Alan Watts did an interesting video. He says, look, even in the 60s, what types of shows were depicting dad as a clown? I said, gosh, I get it. And so many layers of ways that our mindset is controlled. And where I'm getting to all that is the more each of us and members of your audience become aware, the more that gets communicated from my mentor to me to about 30 other friends of mine who have started to listen. And I share information and articles. Hey, have you ever thought of this? And now I'm on your show and I've learned about all this. And your audience is listening and saying, I had never thought about that before. And you know what? Once the eye has been opened and you see that thing that the pediatricians are lying, okay, most of them are lying. That thing that, you're right, entertainment is entrainment and designed to guide my mindset. Once you see that, you start to filter through and say, well, is that the objective for this particular show? Or mm-hmm. yes, that electronic pill technology. You know, can you imagine all the digital ways that sinister people, a small group of sinister, your social credit score is low. We have you this electric car, but you know what? Hey, we got to reduce the number of miles you drive. You can't buy from that farmer up the street, you know, who's selling that grass-raised beef. No, you mm-hmm. you have a digital currency now. He can't accept it. You can only use it, you know, at the stores or that we own and control. And people start, you know, maybe 5 years ago, people said that would never happen. Nobody thinks that way. No, you don't think that way. But look, they've put the stepping stones in place. And that yes. I thought this whole thing to discuss when you showed me that video about the electronic pill, that's just another step.
And I have something else to show you. I don't know if it's going to blow your mind or not, but I thought this was pretty crazy. Let me see which one it is. It's right here. Okay, so this is Dr. Luis Miguel. He's a digestive physician, PhD in molecular biology, and he's presenting an excerpt from a research on the mysterious MAC addresses detected in vaccinated individuals with a Bluetooth. So if you're an mm-hmm. audience only, you're not going to see all the words that he's saying, but I might have to. Let me know, doctor, if you can see it with the share screen, because I might have to read it to you what he's saying. So let me know.
I can see it. Well, it's a little small, but it's okay. I can see it.
Bueno, pues okay. Eso es. Lo que pone la vacuna es el MAC address.
The MAC address, or Media Access Control, Media Access Code, is a hexadecimal code that all electronic devices have, made up of 6 blocks of 2 hexadecimal characters that uniquely correspond to a network card or device.
Es único, irrepetible, para unos cascos, para una tablet, para un microondas. Y también para el ser humano que se ha puesto una vacuna.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race. I mean, COVID makes it, it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Yo durante el mes de julio y agosto he estado en el Hospital del Escorial. Tenía un entorno privilegiado para estudiarlo, y es que estaba en un edificio solo, aislado en el monte. Un edificio donde había 12 consultas, pero estaba solo. Y con un móvil, Huawei, un chino, con los Samsung, los coreanos no, los iPhone tampoco, si conectas la aplicación Bluetooth, te detecta lo que hay de Bluetooth que se pueda conectar. Yo conectaba mi Bluetooth en la consulta, empezaba por las 3 de la tarde, y estaba yo solo. No había nadie en recepción, y cuando los pacientes iban llegando, pues iba llegando el paciente y aparece un código hexadecimal. O dos, o a veces incluso tres. Y anda. Y le preguntaba, ¿usted se ha vacunado? Dice, sí, ¿con qué? Con Janssen o con lo que fuese. Entonces, pues iba, anotaba. Por cierto, ¿lleva móvil? Sí, sí, llevo móvil. ¿Lo podría apagar un momento? Lo apagaba. Y desaparecía uno. ¿Ha venido acompañado? Sí, bueno, mi marido está abajo, tal. Ah, bueno. ¿Se ha vacunado? Sí. O no, he venido solo. Entonces, aparecía dos o uno. Lo que sí que he verificado es que el 86% de los vacunados le sale un macadrés. Le anotaba. Fulanito de tal y tal. Y ponía 7C459BD0043. Y apuntaba sus 12 dígitos. El que no estaba vacunado no salía nada. O sea, el 100% de los no vacunados no sale MACA3, pero en el 86% de los supuestamente vacunados sí sale MACA3. Claro, ¿por qué el 86%? Uno puede ser porque le han puesto placebo, no ha generado MACA3, o porque le han puesto una vacuna caducada, o porque miente. Dice que sí que está vacunado y no lo está. ¿Qué significado tiene? ¿Qué durabilidad tiene? ¿Qué interaccionabilidad tiene? No tengo ni idea. Una de las primeras dudas que me planteaba es ¿por qué de un vial que se lo pone a 5 personas salen 5 macadres diferentes? Porque probablemente en el vial no está el macadres, está la sustancia que al interaccionar con el DNA de la persona sí genera un macadres. ¿Ese código es permanente? ¿Hace falta refuerzo? ¿Hace falta vacuna de refuerzo? ¿Y si te pone una de refuerzo, te genera otro distinto o es el mismo?
Isn't that interesting?
I've never seen that video before. Yes, it is interesting. I believe it 100%. I think that there are different experiments. We're witnessing a global live human experiment with these vaccines that you can track the development of increased risk of respiratory infections, cancers, people that you can track, you know, depending on which vaccine that they got. And while I'm watching that, I recall another podcast that I was on. Again, when you don't think like somebody's so sinister that they might be the evil protagonist in a James Bond movie, mm-hmm. it's hard to build your mindset. And I'm not necessarily saying it's a good thing that opened my mind to consider, other than the fact to recognize this. Here's what I thought of when I looked at that. I recall reading some technological articles that were sent to me by my mentor on the application of the hydrogel used in some or most all of the vaccines, the hydrogel as a bioweapons delivery system. The hydrogel can carry a payload, and the hydrogel can respond to frequency technology to release that payload. Okay. And if you know, there's different theories. People say, well, if you give it 3 1-minute 60 gigahertz or 18 gigahertz bursts, the hydrogel will kind of sneak out these little tiny vesicles, these little tiny blobs of this material that's a toxin that could be an immediately lethal neurotoxin. Now, who would use that? So whether it's sinister people that develop the sinister AI, imagine you have the objective to decrease the global population, but decrease. You have to leave some that are blissfully ignorant or completely obedient to your objectives so that you can put them under complete technocratic fascist control without objection and without exposing the truth, right? But you know who got vaccinated. Maybe maybe all of your objectives aren't achieved in terms of number of people. Mm-hmm. And then you can analyze people. What Bill Gates wanted, some type of technology, right, that would monitor your biologic activity and you would get credits for what you did or mm-hmm. didn't do. So if you were the good citizen and did what they obeyed you, okay, they want me to walk a certain amount of day. But what if you were in their mind, oh, this person doesn't have a job. They have a skill that's antiquated. We don't need them anymore. They're a burden on society. Oh, they're too
useless
old.
Eaters.
They're a useless eater. You know what? We don't want to just hit one button and have all these people drop dead at once, because that would be like really obvious and a shock to everybody else. Hey, what's going on? We have to program them for deletion using an algorithm that's kind of random, that, yeah, a lot of these people will die in their sleep, but they're in their apartments. And, you know, gosh, mm-hmm. I hear so many, I live in urban density, and I hear so many more sirens than I used to hear. And it's just like, maybe I'm more in tune to it now, but I know mm-hmm. it's remarkably increased. But, and you have people that say, okay, well, let's have that AI system program them to get really sick or drop dead at such intervals that it's not obvious. And we don't want a whole bunch of people in one area or one city to. We want to do it randomly. So it's going to take us some time, but you can use that technology to cull the population. And then people are going to be unaware. So, oh, well, you know, people die all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's, no, it's not that, it's just random. It's just that, oh, that person is unfortunate and died. They got a terrible cancer, or they had some weird neurologic freak problem occur. They got a poison pill. No, it's not what you say. But when you think about it now, and I'm sure, yeah, I can tell by your head nodding, you've looked in deep to this. There is maybe a small group of sinister people that think this way, and they would absolutely deploy that technology. And look what Albert Burla said. We need this for compliance. This is
compliance.
You need it for control.
Okay, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to Christian conservative company that I could trust, that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Well, we went back to Henry Kissinger, and he wrote a white paper on genocide. So, yes, mm-hmm. this is totally plausible. I came across this video. Some of these videos you can find at timetofreeamerica.com. I don't know what to make sense of this. So I'd like to show you. And if you can make sense of it, fantastic. Because this is coming from the Rice University. It says self-assembling graphene oxide using nanotechnology. It's very interesting to me. I don't know if you can make sense of what we're watching.
What we've designed, and we've done this very, very quietly, but we're glad to now release it to the world, is this idea of teslaphoresis, which is a discovery we made several years ago, and we've been developing it. And teslaphoresis is the simplest way to understand it is self-assembly at a distance, just long-distance assembly of materials. And what we did was, because we're at Rice, we had plenty of nanotubes around, so we decided to use nanotubes. And what we discovered was that these nanotubes can actually string together and form wires by themselves under this electric field.
This fundamental idea of force acting at a distance, that you can have, instead of, you know, when you normally build circuits and things like that, you have to have physical contact. Now we're talking about building circuits without actually touching them.
All right, we're just dispersing this. Power on. And up.
I realized that a Tesla coil could actually do this if you designed it in a way to create a very strong force field in front of it. And so that was the engineering aspect of it. And then once I designed the machine, then all sorts of discoveries started falling out of it.
So what's your sense of that? Is that kind of what you were just talking about, or is that something different?
Well, it's a little bit different, but I think it's similar along the same line. So the hydrogel that's in a lot of the vaccines to suspend the material that gets injected into the body that could contain a payload, which there are articles that exist about using the hydrogel to deliver different payloads, which could be toxic. That's one mechanism. But where I think that video overlaps into what I said is about this complete technocratic control. And previously you showed a video of, what's his name? Noah Harari.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Harari. Okay. What has he said before? Humans are hackable animals and we can be in control of biology. And when I look at those little particles, those we can see, right? There's others that are the nanotech or femtotech. So nano, 9 decimal points away from zero, femto, 15. And if they're self-assembling and inducible under a current, what can you do with those things? I don't know all the scientific applications, but what's possible, you could use it. Look at those things that created these little tubes, these spires. How much tissue could you damage in sensitive areas? Just that. Could you take out areas of the brain? Could you take out the pineal gland? Could you poke holes in blood vessels or organs? And what would that cause? Again, okay, let's experiment right now. Let's have the delivery of this payload. Oh, that didn't work. You know what? Let's start putting these nanoparticles in food or spraying in the air so people breathe them in, swallow them, or eat them. And then if we have to delete them with a frequency, okay, we can activate that. But Harari said, oh, humans are hackable animals. Mm-hmm. You would need to increase conductance. So the electromagnetic field broadcast, especially in most cities, I mean, gosh, we have mobile phones because signal can get, you know, what can be done with signals that could at least influence behavior? Because the Nazis knew back in the Second World War, Nazis different from the German army.
Right.
They knew, hey, we changed the international tuning standard for the note A from 432 hertz. This is the principle of cymatics, where you could take a frequency and put sand on a membrane and look at what beautiful geometric shape it creates. But the 440, that's what they changed it to, was chaotic. And what they discovered then, so here we are in the 1930s, is that, you know, this disrupted society, broadcasting. I mean, this was the advent of broadcast radio, okay? We didn't have, didn't have television.
No, I don't.
Broadcast radio.
Yeah.
And changing the frequency that people would listen to made them a little bit more anxious. And what the Nazis concluded was, well, this makes them a little bit more accepting of war. Okay, so look up some of the Google patent for what can be done with screen flicker from any smart device that we're looking at right now. The composition of the light to alter neurochemistry. There's a lot of links now. There's emerging research on the damaging effects of blue light for example?
I was wondering if you were going to do that. These glasses that I have, they're reading glasses, but they're also blue light blockers.
Yeah, I have a blue light blocking film on my glasses. Some of the glasses are tinted. After 5:30 p.m., I redshift my phone. I look up a YouTube video. I say, how do I do that? I color shift my phone so that there's less blue phosphorus. So now we have, you know, other technologies too. How much do electromagnetic fields from Wi-Fi or cell phone towers, how much can that guide thought pattern? Not necessarily to a point where people think, Robert, that sounds crazy. Nobody's going to control what I think. No, maybe not control what you think in that way, but they might make you more anxious and angry. And how disruptive is that to society? And, you know, that's not okay. Now, I look at that technology that you just showed me, and I think, well, if you want to increase conductance in an organism, obviously, clearly that material was conductive of power, electromagnetic field somehow. Mm-hmm. What are the applications for that? Well, whatever the sinister mind wants, because I don't think it's anything good. And what Harari has said, we want to hack animals and control them. So, hey, look at this. Do what we tell you to do, or poof, you know, look what we did to this other person. Hey, we'll do it to you. The technology is already in you. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't mean to be fatalist about this stuff, because I think awareness is one key, because one person tells another, and then, you know, the wake up just continues. I think we are in a period of the big reveal that, gosh, there are these sinister people that tell us in what they say. And Kissinger, for a long time, probably one of the most sinister henchmen out there to do the bidding. I mean, it was Kissinger that orchestrated
abortion, wasn't he a part of that too, or what am I incorrect?
Him and Margaret Sanger, pulling the dollar off of the gold standard. Among other things, Kissinger orchestrating, demanding basically the Vietnam War, and how many wars since for multiple objectives, plundering being one of them, plundering oil-rich nations for hegemonic control of that. Remember what he said, if you control the money, control the world. I think the things with the petrodollar are changing. I mean, you and I both see it right now. I think it's rapid. And those who haven't, I have a sad case. I have a classmate of mine, and I told him, I said, look, I'm not a financial advisor, but I would consider you just doing this with whatever asset you have right now that's in dollars. You might want to reconsider that and look at things that are in maybe precious metals with your IRA or 401k. Oh, my broker won't let me do it. I'm like, wait a minute. Your broker's your friend. He said, well, yeah, he's my friend. I said, no, I'm your friend. Your broker makes a management fee, okay, for every dollar that he manages for you. But just like all the banks, they leverage with derivative the amount they have deposited with multitudes. So do your investment firms. They leverage that. They loan that, your money. So if you move it out of their dollar delineated assets, they're not getting that anymore. He's not getting his whatever 2% portfolio management fee. Well, I don't know what to do or what to believe. And this is the challenge, because I don't, you know, mean to guide everyone's thinking other than this. Look at the stuff we've talked about, Amber, and research it on your own. You've done that, you know, which is a great service to all of your listeners, your entire audience, because you've got it organized on your website. I'm clicking on your website a little bit as we were talking, like, wow, you know, this is really great. And I told my friend this. I said, look, if you're not going to research on your own, you're just helpless, and you're going to listen to people like even me. I tell you, look at this, read this, look what's going on with the BRICS nations, and here's the potential. But what he did was, I said, now don't do this, because this is cowardice and ignorance. Go back to the guy who made you feel good about what you decided to do. You just go get reassurance. No, Tom, you got to stay in the stock market. It's good. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Hey, if I'm wrong, the worst case scenario is, okay, your gold and silver assets didn't do anything in the next year or 2 years, but you didn't lose your money. Mm-hmm. You didn't lose it. That's what I think, if I'm wrong. That's the position I've taken, not giving advice to people, because I know we can't do that. But what I told my friend is, I said, what if your broker's wrong? And what if can you sustain right now? We're the same age. Can you sustain right now a 30% decline in your portfolio? What if it's 60%? No, I can't. I won't. I'll be working the rest of my life. Okay. As you get older and, you know, you're getting close to retirement, just think about it. But what he chose was to remain ignorant. No, I'm not going to research this stuff because it depresses me. It
depresses me too. I'll tell you what, doctor, it depresses me too. But you know what? What I think you've seen this, and I think you've touched on it, is God is doing this big thing on exposure right now. And so all these people are very confident that they're going to get their agenda done in 2030 because they have the means, they have the power, they have everything. But ultimately, God has the final say. And what he's doing is he is exposing all the industries, the educational industry, the medical industry, the political industry, the financial industry, the technology that's going on. He's exposing it all. So we could see how bad this world has gotten because of these globalists with their 100-year plan. This wasn't done overnight. This was done over a 100-year period. And when you look back, just like you said about the gold standard, and you look back on some of the other moves that our past presidents and Congress have made, you realize, oh, this was a 100-year plan to get us to where we are today so that we have the one world government. It wasn't overnight. And they did it little by little by little. And they start indoctrinating us with our smartphones, and then our wearables, which I'm guilty of having that too. And then now there's a glasses that is basically your phone on your glasses. And pretty soon the VR is going to come on and you're not even going to be in reality. I mean, the cell phone alone was so addictive. Imagine when we're in virtual reality. How addictive will that be? It'll take over your mind. And then there's no one to set that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so what I see so much good, because I don't want my audience to be like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed or this world is so terrible. Yeah, there's a lot of terrible things happening, but I also see how God's doing a good work to cleanse this world of all that evil agenda. So if you know, like just what we just talked about today, now you know this stuff, then you're going to be less likely gullible to fall for their stuff. All we have to say is the word no. We're not going to comply. We're not. How does a leader lose the power? By people not following that leader. That's how leaders lose power.
And the people around the leader that were protecting him that also think, gosh, you know, I'm just another guy. I watched a young man, he's a military veteran, and you know, just salute and thank you to all of our good military veterans that are out there active. And you know, once you're in the military, you're always a veteran, because he said, you know, here's what you don't have to worry about. And I'm a guy in the military. We're people. Just like you. And we want what's best for our families and the country. And when I asked my pal, my mentor, I asked him to quantify, well, you know, the people that think this way, these globalists, and they're known by many names, the cabal, the Khazarians, mm-hmm. the globalists, the corporate oligarchs, whatever. It's all the same group of people that think the same mm-hmm. way. And I said, well, how many of them are there? How many of that enemy out there that you have to go investigate? Sometimes you have to go take down, you know, he says, well, I think between them and their minions, it's a relatively small percentage. It's maybe 1%, but that's 70 million worldwide. I said 70 million. And he said, and there's people that are mercenaries that just do the work because they're paid. So we have to, you know, find ways to cut off their money supply. I said, how is this ever going to be done with this military alliance, which is multiple countries, including America? I said, how is it ever going to be done? And that's part of what you're out there doing. He says, one by one. And when we had the talk, I said, now, why do you tell me, share with me all of this stuff? Because I tell him, don't slow it down. Keep it coming. I don't care how complicated it is. I don't know this deal. I'll go look up what these terms mean. And he said, well, that's the same way this awakening, this apocalypse, which is the Greek translation, I'm sure you know, for the lifting of the veil, this time that we are in. It's not the end of the world. It is the end of their world. Mm-hmm. It is the lifting of the veil to expose this. He says, Robert, go out and do that the same way, one by one. And, you know, honestly, as I think about that, it's a privilege to be on your show, because it's not just one listener, you know, that we're able to talk to. And I didn't invent any of this information. It was just guided my way. And I think, you know, what I try to do is develop my skill in being able to articulate it, to get people to think and look and be aware, because one by one, your audience is also going to share this. And without despair, because this is the other thing he cautions me too, he says, hey, there's no room for this fear-based stuff. He uses a different word that begins with S. No word for all this fear-based stuff. He says, don't despair. You know, he says, do the things that you can do. Control what you can control. Yeah, yes. You know, protect your family. Prepare for your family. You have to know stuff. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, just being aware is the first step. Because, I mean, you and your audience probably know the things to do. You know, we already talked about gold and silver. Mm-hmm. You know, people that don't store any food at home at all. I mean, maybe you don't have to have 6 months worth of stuff, but gosh, what if you couldn't get to a grocery store for a mere 2 weeks? How many right. people are prepared for that? The knowing. He's given me stacks of books to read as well. And in many ways, and there's some, you know, people that I'll follow on YouTube and I'm grateful for thinking, you know, are you familiar with Bull Pony?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so
Bull Pony. Yes, I know him. Yes, yes, yes. I take that back. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, but you know, and I listen to his stuff, not that I have mm-hmm. a lot of time for it, but like, you know, I'm grateful to be able to hear and be exposed to prophetic word, because I put that into my life action and I'm pretty confident that, okay, I've heard this and I've made the right choices to be prepared, because there's a reason that word is out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure your audience does it too. And I'm glad we chatted about it.
Me too. And if anyone would like, I highly recommend the spike support. And I recommend it because shedding was real. So maybe we didn't get the shot, but, you know, we were around people that did. It was impossible with corporations mandating if they don't have their employees get the shot, they don't work. So that scared a lot of people. I get that. So I think spike support's great for that. If you got the shot, and you're worried about your health in any kind of way, okay, I think that's a great supplement for you to take. If you've gotten COVID, I think this is a great supplement to take. What are your thoughts on spike support before I let you go?
You know, I really like it. I sell a lot of it at my pharmacy. I have a little tiny retail section, because whether it's COVID prevention, shedding of the spike protein, you're loaded with spike protein because you got the shot, or you're a COVID long hauler, you need to attack the spike protein. And that is something you can get without a prescription, the spike support formula. Nattokinase breaks it down, dandelion prevents the binding. And then, and I'll tell a couple other points too, and this pays the bills for both of us with the wellness company. You know, you've got access to that. And the most crucial thing is we're in the darker months now with less sunshine. Correct. And respiratory infections go up. And whether it's COVID or not, you have medications like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin that are effective against a wide array. And even though you may have a few more physicians that are open to prescribing in the community right now, there's still just such a dearth of them. There's so few. But with the wellness company, they can use your link to go and look up the emergency kit. So we have what we call the emergency medical kit. That's six different antibiotics and two additional drugs, an anti-nausea and an antifungal. Because what if the power's out? What if you don't have access to a doctor because you got hit with a tornado? Gosh, look what's happening in Tennessee. And you're a person that's at risk and you need to be treated for that infection, you can at least start. That these emergency kits are meant for when you don't have access to a medical provider. And even though I think telemedicine is amazing today, what if your stuff doesn't work because it doesn't have the power? And early treatment with COVID is so crucial. I cynically tell all my classmates and my buds from the biotech industry days, they made fun of me for 2 years, Robert, that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. COVID, it's quackery. Okay, 2 years later, and they've gotten shots, and they get sick and say, gosh, you know, I'm sick for a week with this stuff. Do you really think I should try it? So you know what? Yeah, you should. I can't just send it to you. You got to have an appointment. You got to have a telemedicine appointment. Go to twc.health, get your appointment, get a prescription. But here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I want you to get one of the kits. Well, can you get me a discount on it, Robert? No, I can't, because you made fun of me for 2 years, and here's why I want you to have the kit.
Right?
Because yeah, because I don't want you calling me at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday and say, I'm sick, I really need help. Why don't you have the stuff in stock and jump on it? I mean, I had flu-like symptoms just a couple weeks ago, and I'm the rat with his own cheese factory. So I have a doctor I call up, hey dude, can you authorize a script for me? And my friend did. And I started on it. Meanwhile, my neighbors that rent through our whole community and the activities our boys are in, it was much shorter duration and much less severe for us, because mm-hmm. we know that with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, you reduce the duration, mm-hmm. the virus lasting, what we call is increase of slope of viral decay. You get rid of the virus faster. That slope of virus dropping in number is just much more rapid. So we just have a much better time of dealing with it. So those are some points I give people. And I'll give you a couple of the freebies too. Your best nutrient for preventing any upper respiratory tract infection is make sure your body's loaded with vitamin D. Vitamin D3 specifically, always take it with vitamin K2. The vitamin K2 helps the vitamin D put calcium where it belongs in the bones, so you don't make plaques in the arteries. And there's a bunch of food things we can do too. Everybody's going to be eating holiday meals.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll some see. Of the best, yeah, some of the best immune boosting foods are things you don't often think about. Sauerkraut and kimchi. These are fermented cabbage.
Wow.
They're very high in vitamin C. Okay. Kiwis are high too, but gosh, you can't get kiwis all over the place in the
right.
winter. Right. So sauerkraut and kimchi. I like the kimchi because of the spice. The cayenne mm-hmm. pepper also has immune boosting ability, rich in vitamin C and healthy probiotics. And if I were to pick one herb to help me protect myself, keep my immune system strong, and to at least use as an adjunct to whatever else I'm doing to treat what might be a viral respiratory ailment, is oregano.
I knew you were going to say that. I love oregano. I have oregano essential oils in my kitchen. Yes, I was going to say oregano. Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of other foods that help too. Gosh, there's some really good recipes that people can make with ginger and garlic and cayenne pepper and turmeric, and you mix it all up and make a paste out of it, freeze it, a little bit of lemon juice, and put that in hot water, drink it. My wife and I call them the flu bombs. So we just made these things, right? And that's food stuff that you can do at home. And this is what I like to do in my practice. I like to integrate. Okay, I've got a targeted supplement spike support that you need. There's some food tips for you. You can go and eat the Japanese food natto, if you can find it, that natto kinase that breaks down the stuff. You can take some natural things that prevent, and I just mentioned two, okay? Three. The vitamin C and probiotics from the fermented cabbage. You've got the vitamin D supplement, oregano. Those are potent immune preventers. And stock up on a kit, okay? You can stock up on one of the emergency groups so that if you have somebody, especially that's at risk, you can engage right then with a consultation from a doctor and a guidebook on how to do it. And let's keep everybody as healthy and happy as we can through the holiday season. That's my goal.
And the website to the wellness company is twc.health. That's twc.health, promo code AmberMay to save you some money at checkout. I had so much fun talking to you. I couldn't wait to get you on the program. So thank you so much for spending time with me today. I really appreciate it.
I thank you too. I thank your audience. We had a nice long show. I hope it was informative for them. And one by one, Amber, we're going to change the world.
Absolutely.
So again, I appreciate you and the work you do for your show to expose all of this. It's so valuable, so needed.
Take care, doctor.
Okay, you too. Bye now.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.